Proclamation number 8433, dated the March 8, 1963. The adversary's activity behind a mask. The adversary will fight using all means during the last days before the end. And neither will he shy away from availing himself of my words and portraying himself as an angel of light which intends to bring salvation to people. And in the spiritually unenlightened state, people will not recognize who approaches them and takes possession of their thoughts. They will believe blindly as long as they hear pious words which, however, can be voiced by every spirit, because they are mere words which it does not believe in itself but which it uses in order to deceive people and to lead them astray. These dark forces don't shy away from any lie and often introduce themselves to people as elevated and supreme beings of light in order to deceive them and to stifle their doubts regarding the truthfulness of their statements. And you'll be surprised in which way my adversary will continue to influence people through his accomplices during the last days. For he wants to imitate me. Just as I myself convey the pure truth to earth, he, too, will try to impel people to listen to him by disguising himself as an angel of light. And people's obsession with making contact with supernatural spheres, with receiving extraordinary information and thus with entering a realm which is outside of this earth often provides my adversary with the opportunity to push himself forward and to be of service to people in order to confuse their thoughts, so that they are no longer able to recognize the pure truth if it is offered to them, because they, too, want to push themselves forward and regard themselves as recipients of the truth. The adversary plays an unscrupulous game, but people themselves support him, for usually it is mere curiosity rather than a genuine desire for truth which motivates them into establishing contact with this spiritual world, which emanates blatant error in order to undermine the pure truth and which does not provide people with enlightenment. Only deceptive lights keep flashing up which so dazzle the eye that it cannot recognize the pure truth anymore. However, I myself am unable to do anything else but to repeatedly point out his cunning and trickery to you, for you yourselves give him the reason which makes his activity possible. For as soon as you strive towards me with profound sincerity and desire the purest truth from me, I would truly not let you fall into his hands, and you would realize brightly and clearly that you are only being deceived by evil spirits, and time and again I have revealed the attributes to you by which you can recognize them. Just test them concerning my human manifestation in Jesus Christ. Ask them to explain this mystery to you and you will realize that they will fail because they are still unenlightened themselves, that they don't know anything about him and his act of salvation and that they only availed themselves of his name in order to deceive you, yet they don't mean the name of their God and Creator of eternity, which they cannot voice in awareness of what it signifies. They certainly make use of Jesus' human name, because they only ever speak of a human being but not of God himself. And you will truly not meet many people who, as bearers of light, will be able to enlighten you about this, because they received this clarification from me myself. But then you will also be able to make a judgment and accept the light from them without having to fear that you will be wrongly instructed. And you can believe that a person will not know the truth as long as this problem of my human manifestation in Jesus is still unresolved. Anyone who does not recognize or has not recognized him as the Son of God and Redeemer of the world in whom I manifested myself in order to be able to be a visible God for my created beings will never, be it on earth or from the beyond, be able to inform you humans truthfully. For he himself does not yet have the truth, the correct realization, and therefore he is not a right leader and teacher for people on earth either. However, you humans are easily inclined to accept everything you receive from the spiritual kingdom as truth, because the desire to hear something extraordinary dominates you. Thus it is stronger than the desire for the pure truth. Yet in order to entrust you with an extraordinary task, which consists of receiving the truth from me directly and of passing it on to your fellow human beings, you still lack too many prerequisites which facilitate a transmission of the pure truth, requirements which I cannot exclude as not to endanger the pure truth. For you still move within a world of spirits yourselves which you attract through your desire for something extraordinary and, as a result, you are not guarded against influences from my adversary's sphere. Neither do you free yourselves from this influence. Instead you place yourselves at the disposal of these forces time and again which you, however, would definitely repel through heartfelt devotion to me in Jesus Christ, through devotion to your Father and Redeemer, who is your refuge and protection against everything that is unspiritual and that wants to encroach upon you. Amen.